Okay. I would like to bring this special meeting to order. It's Tuesday, August 26th of 2025, for the Sunset City Office Building at 200 West, 1300 North in Sunset. And this meeting is about the election canvas. When we go into our regular session, I would like the invocation or inspirational thought and the pledge of allegiance provided by Councilmember Wrigley, please.
I'll just do a prayer reading for everyone. Our Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us all together to be able to make good decisions for our city and the citizens here that live here. And please bless that we can all get home safely tonight. And say thank you, Jesus Christ.
If you'll stand and join us with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I think I've said the Pledge of Allegiance more in the last 4 years than I had in the rest of my entire life combined. It's something that I enjoy, I'm proud of, but for an awful long time, I had not done. So, moving into our regular session, we'll move into our agenda items, which is the resolution 2025-16 for the municipal 2025 primary election canvas. Office manager Sup, do you have something you could share with us about this evening?
Yeah, so you're all here because by Utah Code 28-4-301, it requires the council to act as the board of canvassers to certify the official results. I actually had a really cool experience last week. I went to the logic and accuracy audit at the county and watched how they count the votes, and I got to be a part of it, and it was super cool. And so now I'll just go ahead and read the stuff that came in today. Sunset City has 2,306 active registered voters. 473 ballots were cast. Right, let me just make this bigger so you guys can see it out there. That was a 20.51% turnout. So by mail voters was 463, in person on election day was 8, and there were 2 provisional ballots. Raymond Harold Chapman Jr. had 59 votes. Ronald Fish Wilson had 91 votes. Nancy Greco Smalling had 285. David Silos Aguirre had 78. Cornell Wilkes Thomas had 142, and Catherine R. Hunter had 216.
Can you?
Countywide, that was a 21.77% voter turnout.
Can you read those again? You went real fast.
Sorry. Sure. The separated ones for each candidate.
Yeah.
Raymond Harold Chapman Jr. is 59. Ronald Fish Wilson is 91. Nancy Greco Smalling is 285. David Silos Aguirre is 78. Sorry, I probably butchered your name. Cornell Wilkes Thomas is 142. And Catherine R. Hunter is 216.
Okay.
So you'll just need to have a roll call vote for the candidates that are declared nominated, which are Nancy Greco Smalling, Catherine R. Hunter, Cornell Wilkes Thomas, and Ronald Fish Wilson. Those will be the names you'll see on the ballot in November.
Does the members of the council have any other questions or concerns for Office Manager Sup about her responsibility or anything that she has shared with us tonight?
I do, sorry. I do.
Okay, great.
I have a certificate of nomination for you, Ronald. You're the only candidate here, so.
Okay.
Here's this for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The other ones, I'll just give to them when I see them.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. We appreciate you being here tonight.
I'm done. It's your turn.
Okay. With that being said, I move for a motion for Resolution 2025-16, which is the Municipal 2025 Primary Election Canvas.
I make a motion.
I have a motion by Councilmember Wrigley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Bartling. Councilmember Carlson, this is a vote, sorry. Councilmember Carlson.
Yes.
Councilmember Thompson.
Yes.
Councilmember Wrigley.
Yes.
Councilmember Bartling.
Yes.
It is unanimous, and so we will accept that resolution. Again, for the four of you that made it through the primaries, we're excited to have you all be a part of the regular election process. There are a number of things that the county and the city are going to be providing to you, so hopefully you've been receiving the emails about some things that Representative Peterson has offered and a couple of other things that will be coming your way. It's an extremely exciting time for us, an exciting time of the process. For those of you who did not make it through the primaries, we obviously know that in a couple of years there will be another opportunity, and we hope that we can get you to participate at that time too. The last time we had an election, we didn't actually have to have a primary, and so this time it was actually really exciting to see the community come out in the numbers in which they did, which we were had to have a primary, and now we can move forward with our regular election. If you have any questions about anything or any of the rules involved with that, I would expect or hope that you would get in contact with Office Manager Supp, or most of the rules about campaigning or where your signs are legal or not legal will also be listed on the Davis County webpage. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share with the public about what's happened this evening?
Afterwards, can you give me those totals again for the people? Because the totals that I wrote down do not match up to how many ballots were cast.
Sure. Thanks. Any others?
Just one thing to remember, that there's, you have two votes per ballot cast, per person that voted.
Up to two.
You can vote up to two people. So
oh, yeah.
Just it keep that in mind.
Yeah, it may end up being an odd number if someone actually cast a ballot that only had two, only had one vote.
Okay.
And they are certainly able to do so. So thank you for pointing that out. With that being said, I would move for an adjournment.
So moved.
I have a motion by Councilmember Bartling. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Wrigley. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for your attendance tonight. We appreciate it. And that's it.